Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, you haven't played in years, why can't I be quarterback, huh?
You're right, let's see what you got. Hit me, I'm open.
Hi, hi, hi.
That's why, now sit down and shut up.
Who is gonna crush?
The gods!
Who is gonna kill?
The gods!
Who is gonna kiss?
The gods!
Got you.
It is that time of the day. It's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. Joe Rexroad, the floor is yours. I turn things over to you.
Thanks. Sorry. Trying to get someone to turn music down, you know, because trying to do a radio show in my own home would be great.
It's game day, man.
Speaking of high school football, I mean, seriously, like, the bass is coming through the wall. Like, we're about to have a freaking incident in my home on the radio. Speaking of high school football, I'm really flustered. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. And, I mean, if I have to put this on the air, I will put this on the air, although then be ready to drop something there, Nick. Be ready. This is absolutely ridiculous. So what I actually wanted to rant about, Steve Cavendish brought this to light. I know a lot of people talk about this week, but like it's got to be talked about. Gannett and AI generated high school football stories. I mean, I'll just read, you know, this is the one he found was from Westerville. This was, I'm not even sure if this is the Columbus. Well, yeah, I'm sure it's Columbus. You know, you got a headline, Westerville North escapes Westerville Central in thin win in Ohio's high school football. So let me just read it. The Westerville North Warriors defeated the Westerville Central Warhawks 21-12 in an Ohio school football game on Friday. Westerville North edged Westerville Central 21-12 in a close encounter of the athletic kind at Westerville North High on August 18th in Ohio football action. And it just goes on like that. There's not one person mentioned, which is the entire point of doing some high school football coverage. You obviously can't cover every game with a person. You never could. I mean, my first job in journalism was taking phone calls, and then eventually I was able to get sent out to cover some high school games. And I would say anybody who ever wants to cover sports should have to cover high school football, but I know that's not how the world works anymore. But you take those calls and you get in as many names as you can of kids who made plays or were standouts. That's what people, they want to read about their kids in the score. So instead, let's have a bunch of graphs of completely meaningless garbled crap without mentioning a human. I mean, how is this better? Like, you're paying for AI, you know, and then completely nonsensical sentences that are just repetitive, and close encounter of the athletic kind is apparently some big phrase that this AI program uses over and over and over again. It's the thing, like, this is, you know, Gannett just deciding to bring on just total embarrassment to itself, too. You know, I mean, it's just truly amazing. So a lot of people wrote about this week. You know, the Big Lead wrote about this. Actually got a Gannett spokesperson on the line. So here's what the Gannett spokesperson, and, you know, full disclosure, look, I worked most of my career in Gannett. There's lots of fair criticism of Gannett, for sure. I mean, I had a mostly really good experience. A lot of people I care about a lot still work for Gannett. You know, it's a tough industry right now. So some things happen, and there are good decisions and bad decisions. This is an awful decision. Here's what the Gannett spokesperson said, quote, in addition to adding hundreds of reporting jobs across the country, we're experimenting with automation and AI to build tools for our journalists and add content for our readers. We are continually evaluating vendors as we refine processes to ensure all the news and information we provide meets the highest journalistic standards. I promise you that it is not a journalistic standard to keep repeating the same thing over and over again and never have any humans involved in it. I mean, again, like CPA over BA, it's like the Crest Presbyterian Lions defeated the Brentwood Academy Eagles 17-16 in a Tennessee high school football game on Saturday. Crest Presbyterian eventually took victory away from Brentwood Academy 17-16 in a Tennessee high school football matchup. You just said the same thing twice in a row. Space is limited. And you, like, you can't have a human being, like, just look at this even? I mean, let me just read the rest of the story. Both teams were shut out in the first quarter. The Eagles took a 7-3 lead over the Lions, heading to the halftime locker room. Brentwood Academy enjoyed a 16-3 lead over Crest Business Training to start the fourth quarter. A 14-0 scoring edge in the final quarter fueled the Lions' defeat of the Eagles. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, if you're going to do AI, I thought AI was going to take over the world, right? Like, I'm worried about the machines taking over. They can't even, like, figure out basics of a freaking sports story of what to include or not to include. Is this stupid? Is AI stupid? Are we actually okay as a human race? Maybe we should all feel good about this.
Well,
this is a terrible decision. And it just, again, for me, it's depressing because this should be people taking calls. This is about getting kids' names in. It's about getting in the most important stuff in a very tight little space and getting as much as you can get reported out there so people can see their kids when they do something great on the high school football field. Instead, let's have these repetitive paragraphs that mean the same thing over and over again and never mention a human.
It reminds me. I think you may not have ever had to do this because you were actually a good writer, so you probably figured all this out on your own. But like, you know, back in like English class when the teacher would assign a word count that you had to get to, and like you're just making stuff up to get to the word count. Like, it sounds like with this AI stuff. I'm just repeating stuff over and over again. Like, I know that they used to give me like a 1,000 word count, and I was like, yeah, I'm done at about 750. So how can I stretch this thing out to 1,000 here? And we're going to start making some stuff up and really just stringing some sentences together here. That's what it sounds like on this AI stuff. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Reminds me of high school.
That's a good, yeah, trying to get to the word count. Yeah. My problem was always like, usually it still is. I just blah, 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 you know, diary of the keyboard, but at least like not saying the same thing over and over again, you know, it's so it's just egg on the face. And I just like, I want to know who, there had to have been a human at some point who read it or read these. And they're humans. Like, even if you're at the Columbus paper, you give a glance at that. We can zap that paragraph. It's said the same thing. Zap that one. Right. Like, it's not only like AI doing this, but it's like, where's the human oversight? It's okay to edit it. Are you worried that they're going to like shoot lasers from the sky at your building if you edit the story at all? Or if you add like the name of a human? Yeah. Right. I don't know, man.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com and welcome in Santa in Portland. Santa, good morning. How we doing?
Robbie, Joe, it's always nice to talk to you guys. I wanted to chime in, Joe. I agree with you on AI, but I am a audiobook narrator on the side as well. And our industry is being inundated with AI by publishers and other folks kind of stealing our voices and making their own books and using voices in commercials and things like that without our permission. And it's taking the creative juices away, which is what you're suffering from in your industry. When they take the human element out of it, you take away that creative position and lose a lot of what we need and which is what makes everything interesting and which is what makes, in my job, the storytelling interesting. And I think it's sad that it happened.
Santa, thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and that's thanks for the call. And, you know, the thing is, right, it's like, I've been hearing for a couple of years now, it's like, watch out, you know, AI sports reporting. But I guess actually looking at this, I guess I'm not that worried, you know? I mean, no one in their right mind would be like, hey, yeah, we'll just have AI cover the Yankees for us. Should be fine. Right? The New York Yankees in a close encounter of the baseball kind. Like, what? And then in a game and the New York Yankees at the Yankee Stadium on August 18th, they played in a baseball game. I mean, I guess we should feel better. I'm going to try to spin this into a positive.
I just enjoy your AI voice. You got Kaharsky voice, Stillman voice, and AI voice from Joe Rexroad.
Yeah, it's a mix of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Vin Scully, golly.
I like that. That's good.
Wow.
Sounds like rich mahogany.
Skullinager?
615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans in advance of the final preseason game tonight against New England. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.